Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jordana on this Memorial Day. And when you think about Memorial Day, what we need to know and perhaps have never learned about Memorial Day. Well, joining us now to talk about those things, New York Times bestselling author and historian Ken Davis joins us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good afternoon, sir, and I hope that you're having an awesome holiday to start.
Thank you. It is awesome here, Henry. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to join WCCO. It is an awesome holiday, and it is not about the barbecue. I hope everyone's enjoying theirs, but this is the most solemn day on the American national calendar. It is a day that we honor loss and remember loss. Of course, we're in the midst of, as a nation, we're thinking about loss and tragedy. So it's, you know, somewhat fitting that this holiday falls right now. But this was born out of the American Civil War. Of course, 600,000 at least, probably more, men and women, mostly men, lost in 4 years of fighting. That's an extraordinary number by itself, but it was also more than 2% of the population at the time. We'd be talking about 7 million people dying today with a war of that magnitude. So there was no town, village, or city that was untouched by the Civil War when it was over. And so on May 30th, this day, date, in 1868, a man named John Logan sent out an order to the Grand Army of the Republic. And he said, we are going to set aside this day to lay fresh flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers. The soldiers who, by the way, he said, had died as the tattoo of rebellious tyranny and the reveille of freedom to a race in chains. This was a Union holiday, in other words.
Mm. Ken, I got several questions for you that I know that you can break down for me. And the first one I want to ask you about is who do we honor on Memorial Day, and how is it different from Veterans Day?
I get this question all the time, and it's a really important one. Of course, Veterans Day falls in November, on November 11th. It is the date that the World War One ended, 11-11, in the 11th hour in 1918. And what's interesting is that for many, many years, Decoration Day, as it was known, this day to decorate the graves, later became known as Memorial Day, had sort of been forgotten after nearly 50 years after the Civil War. But World War One brought back the meaning of loss and sacrifice. And so this holiday's meaning began to change, not simply to be one that recognized the losses in the Civil War, but one to recognize the loss of all American soldiers in all of our conflicts. And that's the real difference here. We are talking about a day that honors what Abraham Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion in the Gettysburg Address, which really explains, I think, perfectly what this holiday is about. A Veterans Day now honors all veterans, living and dead in all our wars, but Memorial Day is specific to those who gave their lives in service to the country.
Talking to New York Times bestselling author and historian Ken Davis here on News Talk 830 WCCO on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, talking about Memorial Day. And you just mentioned World War One. What did World War One have to do with establishing the national holiday?
Well, it was really, as I mentioned, the war, the Civil War had sort of receded into memory. Of course, there'd been a brief Spanish-American War that affected very few Americans the way the Civil War had. But World War I was once again an enormous loss of life, 100,000 Americans lost in a little more than a year's time. Of course, World War I, it started in 1914. The United States didn't get involved until 1917, and by 1918, when it was done, in that short space of time, 100,000 Americans had lost their lives. So this brought back the meaning and the significance of this day to honor loss in service to the United States. And many of the traditions that we think about Memorial Day relate either to the Civil War or to these World War I connection. For instance, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was created a couple of years after World War I ended. Of course, they didn't call it World War I then. No one knew there would be another one 20 years down the road. So the Tomb of the Unknowns was created in 1921. Another important anniversary, by the way, for anyone who's been to Washington, and certainly it's an icon in American history. It's the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Memorial. I just mentioned words from the Gettysburg Address. That's certainly one of my favorite places to visit in Washington, D.C. I always make an effort to get there, as well as the nearby Vietnam Veterans Memorial. But the Arlington Cemetery, again, the Civil War connection, World War II connection, World War I connection are very powerful. Arlington was created out of land confiscated from Robert E. Lee during the war. And a Union officer whose son had been killed in the war decided that this property, the fitting use for it, would be to turn it into a Union cemetery. And that's the beginning of Arlington, of course, as our national cemetery and a sacred place. One other connection to World War I, very important one, poppies. I don't know if you remember or if you still see around people selling the little paper poppies. When I was a kid, it was very popular. The vets would actually come into our classrooms before Memorial Day, sell these little red paper flowers. We plunk down a quarter. The poppy comes out of a World War I poem written by a Canadian, and the words begin, "In Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses row by row." He was a Canadian surgeon. He saw the tremendous death on one of these battlefields. This was before the United States got involved. Wrote this poem. A young American woman thought the poppy would be the perfect symbol, the blood-red poppy with its dark center, the symbol of death, loss, remembrance. She started to sell poppies to raise money for widows and orphans of the veterans, those who lost their lives in the war. And this became an international movement, the poppy movement. Eventually, the real poppies, the live poppies, gave way to those paper poppies that I recall from my childhood.
You know, Ken, I appreciate your time here on the show this evening, but one thing I'm going to do once I get home is I am going to go through and kind of scour your website. I'm looking at it right now, don'tknowmuch.com. You have a plethora of information there in various different books that I'm going to have to kind of dive into and see a lot of the information that you have from a historical standpoint.
Right. The website is don'tknowmuch.com, and right now there are a couple of pieces about Memorial Day and more about these traditions and history. It's a very important one, and certainly for a long time a divisive one. There was a reason that there were Confederate Memorial Days or Decoration Days different from May 30th, because they saw it as a Union or a Yankee holiday. So we've always had deep, deep divisions in our country, and even there was a time when we divided over how to celebrate the loss in war.
Yeah, make sure that you check out the website, don'tknowmuch.com. New York Times bestselling author and historian Ken Davis joining us here on The Good Neighbor. Hey, Ken, truly do appreciate you today.
Thank you, Henry. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, people always say to me, can you say happy Memorial Day? And I say yes, because we should be happy. Not, of course, that people lost their lives, but we should be happy that the sacrifice was made to get the freedom and the rights that we have. And with that comes some responsibility. Don't Know Much About History is my book, and don'tknowmuch.com is the website.
Appreciate the time. That's Ken Davis joining us here on News Talk 830. WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.